From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Some Muslim charities in the United States are about to be audited by the Better Business Bureau. Other Muslim charities have been accused of funding terrorists, and their leaders have been prosecuted, and their money's frozen. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here. And Janet, how will this Better Business Bureau program work?
Well, Madeline, eight Muslim charities have stepped up and agreed to a review, really. They say it's not quite an audit, and it'll come from the charity monitoring arm of the Better Business Bureau. It's called the Wise Giving Alliance. This alliance has been around for several years, and it provides reviews of charities, but usually at the request of donors. So what makes this program a bit different is that these Muslim charities are voluntarily agreeing to this review, and it can be pretty rigorous. Of all the charities in the U.S., about 1,100 have agreed to this review, and just over 500 have passed it.
And why are they agreeing to this?
Well, they're frustrated. Heightened government scrutiny has had a chilling effect on giving. I spoke with Farhana Kara about this today. She's executive director of Muslim Advocates. That's the group that created this initiative with the Better Business Bureau. And Kara says Muslims have an obligation to give to charities as part of their faith, but it's been hard for them to fulfill that obligation in this climate.
They fear that either the government will come knocking on their door, asking them questions, or that their charitable dollars will not get to their intended beneficiaries.
So how will these charities be judged? By what standards?
Well, there are 20 different standards that the Better Business Bureau uses, things like how the charities spend their money, how they're governed, how they license arrangements with marketing firms. And there will also be questions about their truthfulness and accuracy in the public information they present, things like that.
Well, isn't this the purview of organizations like the CIA, the FBI, the State Department, to find out if these are really above board?
Exactly. And the Better Business Bureau admits that that is not their role, to sort of figure out if there's illegal activity going on. But it says that this review can tell us which organizations are most open to public scrutiny, and that's better than nothing. I spoke with Art Taylor about this today. He's CEO of the Better Business Bureau's Wise Giving Alliance.
We can sit back and do nothing, or we can try as best we can to produce standards that demonstrate that an organization is open and transparent and willing to share information about their operations.
So Taylor says the alliance will consult with the Treasury Department to the extent that the department's willing to share information. It's been reluctant to do that in the past. And these first reviews, Madeline, shouldn't be completed in about 60 days. And the Muslim Alliance expects even more Muslim charities to join this program.
Thanks, Janet. That's Janet Babin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.